Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, I count it a privilege as well as a joy to report on the work of the editorial department for this past year. In the provinces, we have experience concerning translation and publication, as well as staffing and other resources. We have been able to say with David, "As for God, his way is perfect." And also, "It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect." Psalm 18, verse 30 also states, "The word of the Lord is tried. The Lord has shown his word to be most solidly true and continued to fulfill his promises concerning his word in blessing and prospering the work and in causing us to depend more upon him." We also desire that we as a result would come to treasure even more the inestimable blessing of his word with which we have been entrusted. This was the purpose of the Lord's dealings with the children of Israel, and we need to learn the same lesson continually. "He humbled thee, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. In looking to the future, we trust that all of these providences, whether challenging or a blessing, would make us more thankful and humbly dependent on the Lord. Our Constitution gives a warm and firm testimony to this reliance. "The society, acknowledging the ignorance and helplessness of man, deems it a bounden duty to express its entire dependence upon the blessing of Jehovah, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in its work of faith and labour of love and patience of hope." It is indeed a vital work which demands a response of faith, love, and hope, and through the grace of God we seek to carry it on to his glory. The recent welcome publication of a retypeset edition of the Greek New Testament is also a vital reminder of the basis of our translations. It is, of course, the form of the Greek text of the New Testament known as the Textus Receptus, or received text, which underlies the New Testament of the Authorized Version and the other Reformation translations, begun with Martin Luther's September Testament, published 500 years ago this month. This New Testament is a faithful representation of the text which the Church in different parts of the world has used for centuries. It is uncorrupted, in contrast to the ever-changing text used by the United Bible Societies and other Bible publishers. This modern critical text has been reconstructed from a relatively few seriously defective manuscripts, and as a constant work in progress that lacks an agreed reading in many places, it yields no settled confidence that they have Scripture in its entirety. The received text and the Masoretic Hebrew for the Old Testament are, however, the texts that the Constitution of the Trinitarian Bible Society acknowledges to have been preserved by the special providence of God within Judaism and Christianity. Therefore, these texts are definitive and the final point of reference in all the Society's works. These principles, together with other points, were ably expounded at the recent Text and Translation Conference, and we encourage those unable to be present to access the recordings in due course. Translation continues across more than 40 active projects. As the impact of COVID-19 and its management decreases, other challenges are evident, such as economic difficulties, which are especially acute in other parts of the world. And some project teams have experienced serious illness and other personal affliction. And we encourage you to continue to pray for all our translators. Well, the publication of the Scriptures represents the culmination of a vast amount of careful translating, consultation, checking, reviewing and planning. And it has been encouraging to see many come into print over the past year, such as the Shona Bible, the second edition of the Nepali Bible, the Amharic New Testament and Psalms, the Turkish New Testament and the Bemba Gospel of John. We're thankful for partnerships with GBS and First Bible International that have ensured many of these. Our online Bible app continues to provide another means of publication and distribution, and we've been able to add to the languages available, including New Testament books in Chinese and Hebrew. Our editorial system continues to mean that we can manage multiple projects at one time and ensure that they reach the stage of typesetting with accuracy. We're engaged at present in preparing for publication numerous translation projects, such as the New Testament in French, as well as in Chinese, in addition to the Zhao and Weifei Bibles. God willing, within the next 2 years, complete Bibles will also be published in Spanish and Chichewa, together with New Testaments in Hebrew, Kom, and Kalenjin. God willing, in my first year within this role, I will have the privilege of seeing the culmination of major projects in some of the languages most spoken in the world. Chinese, Spanish, and French are spoken by a total of 1.9 billion of the world's population. Pray for wisdom and opportunities in the distribution of the translated scriptures. In some ways, the major milestone of publication is only the end of the beginning of getting the word into the hands of many. The Lord has also continued to provide us with new projects, such as Burmese, Boro, and Dasori Tharu. We look to him to equip us also with the necessary resources to sustain and oversee them, as well as to bring them into print. One aspect worth noting is the ease with which we can now hold face-to-face online meetings with translators. It's possible to connect easily with those who are in remote parts of India and Africa, for instance. And in many cases, this is the first time we've been able to speak directly with translators, rather than corresponding via email. No doubt in the Lord's providence, the increase in usage of these forms of communication in recent lockdown situations has facilitated this. There's still no substitute, of course, for being physically present with a co-labourer when it is possible. And it has been a particular joy to be able to travel to meet with translators and make even greater progress on projects together. The editorial department also continues to oversee all the Society's publications in print and online, and we hope to add further articles and video content in the coming year. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank each member of the editorial department and our consultants for their work, managing translation projects, giving linguistic advice, ensuring the Bibles produced and our other publications are as accurate as possible, typesetting the Bibles and other productions with exceptional skill, preparing the multitude of calendars, updating people with news about our projects, and all the preparation work for the quarterly record. At the end of this year, Deborah Anderson will officially conclude working for the Society. We're deeply thankful for the work that she has accomplished with great commitment and cheerfulness for the Society over a number of decades. Well, finally, the Society serves the Church as a handmaid in her vital and weighty responsibility to preserve and hold forth the Word of God. As the Puritan Thomas Manton put it, the Church is to hold it forth as a pillar doth a proclamation, that it may not be lost and extinguished. This is the jewel. Christ hath left his spouse as the law was kept in the ark. He summarizes well this great responsibility, which is to keep the word and to transmit it pure to the next age, that nothing be added, nothing diminished, that it be published to the present age and transmitted pure to the next. May the Lord grant us all much grace and help so to do, in order that it may be said, the Lord gave the word, and great was the company of those that published it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.